The sound of raised voices and shattering glass lodged their way into her dream and shaped the nightmares that followed her from bed to bed, fluidly restructuring to add the horrors that came along with living as she grew up. The night terrors worsened when she was stressed out, depressed, or ate too much chocolate. With a sigh, she tossed her work clothes directly into the washer, admittedly a perk of having the whole house to herself, and headed to the shower. The stench of fish and whatever chemicals her boss used to package and freeze the largemouth bass, black crappie, red-breast sunfish, and many other varieties of slimy, icky, smelly ocean creatures that she wished she didn't know so much about clung to her clothes every day. If she skipped a shower even once, she was sure the smelly particles would burrow its way into her pillow and then rub itself deeper into her pores and follicles as she slept. And in the morning, she would wake up and see a half-fish humanoid staring at her from the mirror. After a moderately timed shower, long enough to clean off, but quick enough not to be concerning come time to pay bills, Addison plopped down at her fully assembled work table, her sanctuary. Neatly spread upon the desk were tarot cards for easy morning readings, a framed photo of the view from her old apartment, her laptop, and a wish jar for manifesting her deepest desires. Oh. And Steve. Hey, Stevie! The anatomical figurine waved back as she flicked his wooden hand to and fro. Her latest work in progress was already on the screen the moment she opened her laptop. A book cover for her friend's cozy witch mystery series.